In excess to start us off on this Tuesday morning, waking up happy with BJ and Jim. Thank you for that. Tuesday, 13th of October. 8:30 past 6. A very happy Tuesday to you, PJ.
Happy Tuesday, if there is such a thing, to you too, Mr.
Indeed.
Jim.
Tuesdays.
Tuesday, bloody Tuesday. That's what Bono used to say.
That's what he said.
That's what he used
he
to say.
He should have said that.
I know.
Because, I mean, as bad as Sundays are, they're nothing on a Tuesday.
I know, yeah. Oh, jeepers, definitely not. Look at the sleep in the people's eyes and all. Welcome around as if they don't know what's going on.
Yeah. Ah, yes. Welcome along, folks. Hopefully you're in decent form. Listen, straight away, we have to say good morning to JP, right? He's in a miserable kingdom this morning.
Oh, no, why?
It's obviously raining in Kerry.
Oh, jeez.
But also, we have to apologise because...
what do we do this time?
We were supposed to give a shout-out yesterday to Shelley. Right, we were supposed to do it after 8. See, another way what happens in here. People say, listen, will you do this at this time? Sure, there's endless amounts of WhatsApps
and
competition things.
There's two. It does be too busy. And then you say, a lot of the time I'll be there, Jim, I'm just going to give a shout out in the next. And even that, you can't remember.
You'll nearly forget.
Because so much comes in the meantime.
But I mean, we better try and remember to do it today because apparently Shelley gave JP... the best weekend he's had in a long time.
Well, well, you saucy pup.
Now, I don't know what that exactly means. He actually says, in a very long time.
Well, look at that.
So I don't know what you and Shelley were doing, JP, and why we're the ones that has to thank her for it. But anyway.
But anyway, I'm delighted for you. And if you're doing that next weekend, Shelley, I'd love to have a great weekend. I'm just looking for people that want to have a great weekend.
Obviously, yes, obviously, that's all it is. Listen, everybody else, morning, folks. Thank you so much for all of the WhatsApps. A very good morning to you. Hopefully you're in good form, as I say, 087-188-0008. If you do want to give us a shout at any stage, as we set forth towards the birthdays.
Onto the birthdays. Oh my God, what sort of a sentence is that?
That excellent one.
Onto the birthdays, Jim. I'm ready to birthday.
Stand by, Ireland. I think that was actually, Shelley and JP over the weekend. Hey, boo. Hey, baby girl. I think that was the gist of the conversation most of the weekend.
Yeah, you good? Yeah, I'm good. You? Yeah, I'm good.
Anyway, welcome along, folks. It is, almost 6:15. Thank you for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. About to take on the birthdays. Quick reminder, of course, a birthday that we missed yesterday. The great Billy McGuinness of Aslan. We still are struggling with the idea that he turned 60.
Yeah, I know.
Extraordinary. But anyway, we caught up with him yesterday. Well, Mike caught up with him yesterday and he agreed to come on, have a little chat with us later on this morning and talk all things 60 and Aslan.
Yeah.
So we'll do that. I think it's after 9 o'clock, about 9:30-ish, thereabouts.
Yeah, I think so, isn't it?
Yeah, I think that's the plan.
Aslan don't get out of bed before 9 o'clock, you joke.
Yeah, proper rock and rollers.
Yeah, they don't do that.
Strictly speaking, it should have been midday, but...
And even if Billy does get out of bed before 9 o'clock, it's just to get his dicky feet looked at and whatever else that happens when you're a pensioner now.
Anyway, so that's a celebrity birthday to look forward to. We'll chat to Billy later on. But in the meantime, right, today's birthday is starting with, actually, another music legend. Paul Simon.
Paul Simon, oh my God.
Celebrating his birthday today.
What an absolute legend he is.
Mm.
Jeepers, when he lost Garibaldi Buckle, he really didn't lose much. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
You know
what
I mean?
To be fair, it does kind of look as though it's pretty obvious now who the greater element of that partnership was.
Because it was like Paul Simon. Everybody loves Paul Simon. Oh my God. And Garibaldi Buckle. And he was like...
Yeah, just for Art Garfunkel. Is your man's name?
Hey, don't let him hear you calling him that. and apparently,
mind you, they were great together. Great harmonies. The songs
great
were
harmonies,
great. But when you realise that, like, Paul Simon was the creative genius behind it all. And
yeah. And what was
Art Garfunkel? Yeah. The only other thing that I know he did was that. Bright eyes.
Oh, did he not do that?
Burning like fire.
I thought that was Paul Simon.
That was Art Garfunkel.
On his own?
Yeah, on his own.
Oh, right.
I don't think he's ever done much on his own, really, has he?
Well, I don't know. He was touring. I remember he was touring in Vicar Street and all. And he was on tour and he was in a gig there in Vicar Street. And I was on the night after in Vicar Street.
Right.
And the lads that were working there were going, yeah, your man Garibaldi Buckle, he's out of his head. Yeah, they were saying he apparently turned up with his young fella and all.
Right. And he does seem a little bit tree huggery, kind of hippie-ish, sort of bad.
But his sound check was supposed to have been one of the weirdest experiences. Everybody had to be completely quiet while he was doing his Garibaldi buckling, right? And then at the end, like, then he was like, yes, I don't know if I'm feeling well. And his son would come up and massage his neck, like from the front, to warm up his vocal cords between.
Oh my God.
Takes in a sound check. And they were like, it's the weirdest thing I've ever seen.
Wow.
I was there, yeah.
No wonder.
And I was there, was he any good then? Like, was he banging out the hits and everything? And they were like, no, he wasn't. Like, he's doing a load of Garibaldi buckling. It was odd. Like,
so you'd wonder how Paul Simon hung in there as long as he did.
I'd say so, yeah. He was there banging around, going, singing to himself. Me and Julio down by the school, yeah. And Garibaldi buckling was like, doing the whole, I think we should be more
avant-garde.
We need to sing more songs about wasps. Whatever he'd be into.
Anyway, what age are you going to stick on Paul Simon?
I was going to guess Garibaldi Buckle's age. I got to say, Paul Simon is like, he's like 74.
Not too bad, 79.
Oh, is he? Wow.
Jesus. 79, right. Next up, one of my heroes, Sacha Baron Cohen.
He's fantastic. A new movie coming out. The new Borat movie is coming out.
No way.
Yeah.
God, when is that? 6 years. Six years' time.
I think it's coming out next year because he's Borat has decided he's a big supporter of Donald Trump. So he's hanging out with all his fellow supporters and all, you know. Yeah,
that's
so,
another movie for me to watch through my fingers.
Yeah.
He is going to do that.
And the name of the movie is something insane. Like, it's absolutely insane. What is it? And it's like something like the people's, you know, oh, you know the way.
Yeah, yeah. Because the last one was a huge name. We called it Borat, but it was actually Cultural Learnings of the something, 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 something.
Yeah, yeah, because you couldn't. Yeah. You couldn't. I'm trying to see now really quickly if I can see the name. I can't see it.
Actually, we'll track it down.
But it's something ridiculous. It goes on forever.
Although, do you know something? It's still to this day, my favourite creation of his is Ali G.
Yes, I know.
That's
Ali
still
G.
my personal favourite.
The original
favorite.
TV Ali G was beyond hilarious. And the risks he took.
Yeah.
He was sitting there with the Israeli guy and the Palestinian militia man.
And like, you
goes,
know,
the,
you
what's
know,
the problem with hummus? He goes, and they're like, what? And he goes, you like hummus, they like hummus, everybody likes hummus. War over, and they're like, Hamas, we're talking about Hamas. Like, he was, how he didn't get shot. Like,
yeah.
It was unbelievable.
Oh, it's bad. I think it's brilliant. And you know, the great thing about that is, it's kind of like it's a Jake kind of thing, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, it's like, very much so.
It's just being obtuse.
It's just, yeah, yeah, and being sure that you have the answer.
Exactly.
To everything. Like, Jake and Ali G were never wrong.
Never.
Never wrong.
He's my favourite. Right, Sacha Baron Cohen, then. What age are you going to stick on him?
I'd say he's... Oh, he's like 51, maybe?
Not bad at all. Not too far away. 49.
Oh, is he right?
49, right. This one you're going to nail on for sure. One, because it's a significant birthday. And two, because you love your boxing. It is the Haymakers' birthday today. David Hay,
yeah. Mm-hmm. God, he actually always seems like a decent fella.
Manager now, is he your trainer or something?
Don't really know. What he's
doing
now?
One of the other British boxers.
Is that what he's actually, I'd say, probably.
Is
I don't know.
It's not Dylan White, is it? No, it's not Dylan
White. I hope it's not Dylan White. I'm not mad about Dylan White.
I can't remember which one it is, but he's definitely in the corner of one of them.
Oh, very good, yeah.
And there's a big fight coming up for whoever it is.
I'll tell you, his Instagram is great. If
As you can see, my boxing knowledge is not quite on the
same
level.
There's a big fight coming up there for whoever it is. That's brilliant. Your man, whoever it is fighting, you know the fella, Love Nuts or something to call him.
Oh, man. Yeah. Anyway, you, like, David Hay, you do love your boxing.
Yeah, he's great to follow on Instagram, David Hay, because he does these brilliant workouts without any weights or any gym gear or anything.
Oh, right, okay.
And they're ones he did through his whole career. So it's like, you know, they're really good.
It's like a PT session.
Yeah, but it's just him training. I mean, normally he's not talking about the workouts. That's what's great. He's not going, here's my workout, everybody, join in. He's in the middle of it, and he's going, so, I was walking up there at Tesco the other day, and, you know, he's telling you stories, but he does this whole workout, and it's all without any equipment, all without any gear. It's really good to watch.
Oh, wow, that's cool. I must check that out.
Tips from him if you're
Instagram, is it?
On his Instagram, yeah.
Cool. Right, now remember, it's a significant birthday for David Hay.
Right, so he's 50. No, he's 60. 40. James, what am I talking about? He's 90. 90. He's 90, Jim. Where am I going? 50?
Why What? Why would you put 50 on the man?
Because I just, I couldn't, you know what I did? I got confused with another fella there for a second.
David, hey, 40 today.
I think you're confusing with Audie Harrison or something for a second.
Come here, listen. You know, remember when you raced the pig?
Yeah.
Okay. And that was in response to somebody racing a shark.
Yes, it was. Michael Phelps.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
All right, so it's not this guy. We might leave this guy out then. Because it's the Torpedo's birthday today. Ian Thorpe.
Oh, Ian Thorpe. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. 5 Olympic golds. 6 golds in a world championship.
Oh, yeah, but sure, he's old.
I thought
Phelps.
It was him who raised the shark, wasn't it?
No, it was Michael Phelps.
Michael Phelps.
Because he had beaten, he'd done every record and won more medals than any other human.
Is Michael Phelps the man with the very big feet?
He is, and the mad, and the width of an eagle, like, you know. Puts his two hands out, and it's actually one and a quarter times longer than him.
Yeah.
Unbelievable, like a freak of nature.
That's right, so I only put Ian Thorpe in because I thought he was the shark racer. But anyway, have a go at him.
Ian Thorpe's older, though, I think.
No, he's quite young. Yeah, well, comparatively, you know.
All right, okay. It's like 35 then.
Not bad, 38.
Oh, yeah.
38.
Fat. I'm thinking of a wrong fella, man. I'm thinking of the wrong fella. I'm thinking of some baldy lad in the 80s.
You're thinking of Duncan Goodhue.
That's who it is. That's who's in my head.
I'd say he's about 60 now, is he?
That's what I was saying. I was there going, he's older than Michael Phelps. He says, no, he isn't. I says, oh, jeepers, I don't know what age.
Duncan Goodhue, yeah,
that's
God, remember
is.
Him.
That's what I'm thinking about.
Oh, that's mad. Actually, let's go back a good bit anyway, because this is
God,
not necessarily
all over the place this morning, aren't I?
Not necessarily your favourite, but a big favourite of your father.
Yeah,
because it is the birthday of one Nana Muscuri.
Nana Muscuri, me elf, I love Nana Muscuri. He loved her. He was mad about her. When a big John Lennon, or John Lennon, Phil Davis.
Phil Davis.
Phil Davis.
Who's that?
I was going to say Derek Davis. What's your man? Phil Taylor. Jeepers, Jim, this is a trip.
John Lennon, Phil Davis. Oh, my God, Duncan Goodhue. What in the name of God is going on this morning?
That Gary
Baldy. Where is your head?
That Gary Baldy buckle threw everything off the loop. What a trip this is. I haven't a clue what I'm talking about.
I think we're all in that
my
boat.
My God, jeepers. From one bald swimmer to a John Lennon female lookalike opera singer to
and then
a
some
Baldy
lad that we don't even know exists. Phil Davis.
And
do we know
Phil
he's,
Davis.
Well, he's famous for anything.
What's his name? The snooker player with the big glasses.
Dennis Taylor.
Yeah. Jeepers. He's not even in the birthdays. This is an unbelievable situation. Oh. I've never felt so confused. I must have. I think I'm concussed, man.
Yeah, I think. I don't know what's happened to you.
Phil Davis is
Nana Muscuri.
Nana Muscuri, God almighty. Stop pressurizing me, man. Jesus. Nana Muscuri is like.
I give up.
Oh, my God.
I give up. There's no way. I can't do a show after this. This is. Oh,
I can't do a shot. What were you start? 85.
No, but 86.
Oh, I knew
86
it.
After all that. That's,
oh, sorry, it's Phil Taylor who's 85.
Now you're up to date on the home of PJ and Jim waking up happy weekdays from 6 a.m. This is Classic Hits.
Thank you kindly, John. 6:33. How are you this morning, sir?
Not too bad. Good morning.
Good. So, by the way, PJ, I have to say, right, our John is a great man for a football shirt.
Yeah, he certainly is, isn't he?
You have a vast selection of the old football Gansies, haven't you?
Well, I have a variety of tops that are associated with yeah.
And they're not all kind of, it's not, they're all, not all Everton tops.
No,
they're
I don't actually.
The great clubs of Europe.
I actually don't own any Everton related stuff most of the time because most of the various associated manufacturers would be not the May West really, to be honest.
That's brilliant. Dissing the shirt makers.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. I mean, when they move to somebody who makes a decent shirt, I'll certainly don it then. But I mean, if it's going to be these high street models, I don't know what I'll be.
It's all right. The day Gucci makes.
Where
them.
Are they going to put collars on with proper buttons down the front? Like a normal man would wear.
Indeed, yes. Yeah.
So what, have you got them? You've got them from all the big clubs around Europe, haven't you?
Are they really ones just none of those large clubs that are like to dominate and win everything all the time.
All right.
We have to go for the... You see, if you go for the underdog, you'll invariably lose. That's the way it works. But if you go for a team that's sort of there, thereabouts, third, fourth, you know, and you kind of just hang in there, they'll win something eventually on the laws of probability and all the rest
right.
of it.
And then you get kudos for being there first.
Yeah, and it's kind of, you know, it's a kind of a reverse hipster thing. You know, it's kind of Atletico Madrid, for example. So they win the league in 2014. The previous time they won it was something like 2001 or something like that. Or maybe, I don't know. But in Spain, for example, every 30 years, Barcelona and Real Madrid will share 27 or 8. Or yeah. possibly something like that. So if you were there for the other one or two, or three, whatever, then you've sort of hit the hit
enough. Makes you look like a football
yeah,
kind of
so
like...
Yeah, so Bayern Munich win every, out of 30, yeah. win 27. So if you're there for the other two or three, Dortmund or Stuttgart or whoever, then you're sort of, you know...
You see, yeah? That's the way we should be, PJ. Especially since yeah. United are now completely shit.
We
should probably pin our colours to some sort of like mid-ranking German sides or something of that nature. Yes.
Don't worry, Jim. Any mid-ranking German side would beat Manchester United. We're already there, though. We're just at
right.
the beginning of a
That's
terrible...
it. We're taking a leaf out of John's book. Right? Any other recommendations?
Yeah, Hanover, you know.
Hanover, there we go. And what about Italian or Spanish? Parma, maybe get a Parma in there.
Yeah, Roma are big and they sometimes win, you know. Thereabouts.
There you go, PJ. That's our new philosophy.
Great. Well, yeah, you got to come in an unusual shirt. I'm just going to borrow mine off John because I could save a few quid everywhere. This
Absolutely.
Summer. There you go.
Queen and David Bowie, of course, Under Pressure and Cher with Believe. Under Pressure. Just ahead of that. Waking Up Happy with PJ and Jim. Thank you for that. Pressure. What is it? Almost 17 minutes to 7 o'clock on this Tuesday, 13th of October. 087-188-0008, by the way, if you need to give us a shout. Another apology required now.
Yo, what did we do now?
We hurt Ruth.
Oh, you're joking.
Physical pain we caused her.
Oh, God.
Yeah, she WhatsApped in to let us know. Hi, lads. I listen every morning during my run and I had to stop because I had a stitch in my side laughing at the birthdays.
Oh, gee, boy, I tell you something.
That PJ fella's getting worse.
I am. I apologise.
Physical pain we caused Ruth on her run today.
Oh, very sorry about that.
Shocking,
yeah.
Carry on.
I think I was. It's safe to say I was slightly confuddled.
You are a little bit discombobulated.
I was completely so.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, somebody else, there's a couple of things. Just in relation to the Borat movie, right? Somebody has texted in. Let me see if I can tell you who this is. Boom, boom, boom. Shake the room. It's David. Has said that the Borat 2 movie is actually out this year.
I just looking there. It's actually, they're trying to get it out before the elections in the States.
Oh, right, okay.
Obviously a strategic release. So they say it looks like it'll be like the 23rd of October or something.
That's
like that.
That's what David is saying, all right.
Yeah, so it will be out, yeah.
And also, we have the... Now, you already, I know, found the title. JP sent it in, and actually our Magic Mike very kindly sent it in to us as well. So the title of the new movie, Borat movie, is going to be called... Would you like to regale it, or shall I?
Oh, yeah, go for it. You have it there in front of you,
sir. It's going to be known as... Borat subsequent movie film, delivery of prodigious bribe to American regime for make benefit once glorious nation of Kazakhstan.
Yeah, that's so brilliant, isn't it?
Rolls off the tongue.
Yeah, Ron, who could forget that? I think Borat 2 is pretty much what people are going
to I think that's what it's going to be called, yeah. Yeah, for sure. 087-188-0008, by the way, if you want to give us a shout at any stage today for whatever's going on, of course, the Hitbit. Another 4K Monday came and went, but... We've topped the $2,000 permanently now.
Yeah, we have.
From
yeah.
here on in, it's always going to be over $2,000.
Loads of cash. What? Like, let me just have a look there now. 2,000 and a tenner. So 2,000 and a tenner. It always feels weird when you're showing a tenner on something. Like,
yeah, that's $2,000.
It's like the posting package or something to get it to you or something like that.
Yeah.
But there it is, 2,000 euros and 10 quid on the Hitbit. So it's big money no matter what happens now.
Exactly. From here on in, it'll stay big money. So Magic Mike standing by on WhatsApp as usual. Let him know if you want to play. ClassicHits.ie, always a very good place to start for all the previous guesses because a lot of people do repeat them. A lot of people get it wrong. It is a waste of a guess. So have a glance at ClassicHits.ie and then let Magic Mike know if you fancy it. We're going to play in about an hour's time as usual. 087-188-0008. That's the Hitbit. The Breakfast Table Quiz. Decent enough score. 9 yesterday.
9, yeah. Pretty good going.
And we're playing for a very, very cool piece of kit. If you're into your coffee.
Yeah, wait till you hear Jim read now this. I tell you, Jim Otacampo. Wait till you hear the way he reads. It's unbelievable.
It's an amazing prize. We'll tell you more about it later on. This coffee is part of it. I haven't tried the coffee yet. That they sent us, the sample. Have you tried it?
No, not yet, no, because I'm halfway. I only just had your man, or the other fella's coffee that was sent.
Jabba the Hutt.
Yeah. I nearly
What? Nearly come said, on, what were you nearly saying?
Jabba the Shack, I was going to say. Jabba the Shack, man. Jabba the Hutt, not Jabba the Shack, no.
Yeah. Anyway.
I'm going out to have some of the good stuff now. I'm going out to have some of the Marley coffee now. I'm going to tell you, if ever I needed it.
It's all with thanks to coffeeperfection.ie. That's who are with us this week. So we'll give you details. That 9 to beat on the breakfast table quiz. And also, of course, we are looking forward to chatting to the great Billy McGuinness after 9 this morning. He turned 60 yesterday. We were astonished.
I can't believe it.
So we're actually going to get the secret to eternal youth, really, from Billy. That's our main aim, isn't it?
It's got to be oodles of Marley's coffee or something like that, is it?
Yeah. See, rock and roll just goes to show. Like, you know, it's supposed to be that sort of life of excess.
I know.
Rock and roll. Now, look at that man, 60 years of age, fantastic.
Yes. Yeah,
like, I mean, they are the Rolling Stones. They are the Irish Rolling Stones,
really are.
Aren't they?
They really are, yeah. I'm looking forward to chatting to him. He's good crack, as Billy. Yeah.
At the best of times, he's always good crack. And also, what else we got going on? Well, actually, I should ask you really what's going on. What's the plan today? You were saying there's a thing about music showing your personality or something.
Yeah, there is. What your taste in music says about your personality. Mm. That's the thing. The divorce rates of celebrities. That's another thing.
Is it going up or down?
Well, up, if anything. Yeah. Definitely going up. And a dog who wet a wedding ring. So there's loads going on this morning. I actually feel a bit like that dog this morning.
Yeah. After the birthday episode, I thought you had inhaled something. That's for sure.
Oh my God.
087-188-0008, by the way, if you want to give us a shout. Yeah, Starship, we built this city here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. It's almost 7:10 on this Tuesday, 13th of October. Thanks for letting us hang out with you folks. Big day, of course. We've topped the 2 grand mark. It was 4K Monday yesterday. The Hitbit didn't go, so it means that we're permanently over the 2,000 euro mark at this stage. 2,000 and a tenner today.
Unbelievable.
On the Hitbit. So it's tasty money if you want to get involved. We're going to play before the hour is out. Magic Mike standing by on WhatsApp 087-188-0008. And in the meantime... Yes, indeed. Yeah. D-I-V-O-R-C-E.
Yeah.
Apparently it's a big deal among celebrities, BJ.
Well, I thought, you know, something I always would have imagined it would be sort of more widely spread amongst the celebrity population. I'm not sure why. It's just because we hear about so many divorces, I suppose.
Yeah. Well, it's true. I mean, like, you know, a long-lasting marriage in Hollywood terms is kind of, if you get the week out of it.
Well, I tell you something, you're not wrong with a few of these. I'm looking at some of the celebrity marriages and how long they lasted. And some of them are shockingly low. Like, we all know about Britney Spears.
Yeah, that's the famous one.
Her 55 hours.
Yeah.
What?
Surely that's the shortest, obviously. That was, because that's ridiculous. Barely even qualifies.
I think that's a great way to do it. Get in, get out. Before the damage is done. Get in, show them, whip around, get out. Like a day at the fun fair. Then it was like Carmen Electra and Dennis Rodman. They were 9 days. They just got through the week, so they did.
9 days.
9 days they did, yeah. Pamela Anderson and Rick Solomon, they got 60 days. Jeepers, 2 months. Oh, they must have been killing each other after 2 months.
My God, so that's, growing old together. Yeah, two months on.
2 months. Imagine, though, it's madness. Like, you get engaged. You would imagine you've lived together or something, done some sort of trial runs.
That's the part. I mean, whatever about Britney doing it in a... Well, she may or may not have had some fizzies on board when all of that sort of stuff was going down. But the other one, 9 days.
9 days.
Like, I mean, surely before they took the plunge... There would have been some thought process.
You would have thought, do you think we get a fortnight out of it? You know, you think, well, surely, like, when you're doing the whole forever. And now, listen, I'm no expert. I'm coming from a failed situation myself. So I'm not one to judge, but I am saying... A week or 2 months.
It does seem a little, yeah. A little ill-judged at the start.
So now they've done this thing, this Marriage Foundation, whoever they are, they've done like loads of studies into how all marriages last, really.
Right.
But celebrity marriages are drastically more likely to go into divorce than the regular folk of the world like yourself and myself, Jim.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like, hugely so.
Now, is this going to be... is this some attempt to kind of get sympathy for celebrities, saying that, you know, oh, you don't know the pressure they're under and all of that stuff?
Actually, it's quite the opposite. It shows that kind of seems to add up that their ego knows no bounds.
Right.
So what it is they're so used to people telling them they're fantastic all the time. You know, and that happens at the start of a relationship. You know, when you first meet someone.
Yeah.
In fairness, you can't keep your hands off each other. And now everything, oh, you're the greatest one. Okay, come over here. My God, I'm so into you. And then, you know, you realise after a while, it's just another person. I'm just living with another person. and they won't stop breathing when I'm watching the telly.
Yeah.
You know, or they, you know, they, you start realising that they're just normal people. And then celebrities cannot handle that. They cannot handle
They can't
being,
handle, like, not having perfection.
Not having,
their version.
Not being the centre of attention. Not being told you're fantastic all the time. Everyone they work with tells them they're fantastic. They turn up and they do a show or a gig. Everyone's telling them they're fantastic. And
yeah.
Then they go home and someone goes, did you put the bins out? And you go, do you know who I am? And they say that in the first 16 years, now 16 years is a pretty broad stroke, but after 16 years, more than half of celebrity marriages are gone. So you're literally less than a 50-50 chance of making a marriage work if you're famous. That's,
wow.
That's mad, right?
That's serious pressure.
Compared to where it's 3 in 10 for the regular people of the world. 3 in 10 fail in the regular world.
But in the celebrity world,
it's nearly 6 in 10. You know what I mean?
Oh my God.
It's unreal, isn't it? Yeah, and it's because they think they're gas. I suppose it's easier to divorce, though, Jim, isn't it? When you have all that money, it's easier to divorce. It's
yeah.
not that big a deal, you know. Like, if you're Dennis Rodman and Carmen Electra, or you're any of these people, and you go, I've had enough of you, Grant, let's draw up an agreement. The lawyers go off and do it, you go for lunch.
You, when you do an Elizabeth Taylor on it and have 8 of them, or whatever she had.
It just shows you how much easier it was.
How much money must that have cost along the way? Although they probably all have prenups or something, do they?
Yeah, well, I don't know, do they? You know, like they have it anyway.
Yeah.
Like if I had $1 billion and someone told me I have to leave half of it, I'd go, oh, that's not a lot of money.
Yeah.
What changes what
am
my
I
life?
Going? How am I going to live on half $1 billion?
Well, I mean, how am I really going to, how am I going to survive now?
Yeah.
You know, how am I going to get to the end? Whereas regular people in the world have a divorce and it could leave you penniless.
Yeah.
You know,
so you end
homeless.
Up with divorce Irish style. One yeah. upstairs and one downstairs.
Yeah, you buy a new TV and live in two different rooms. And ignore each other into, yeah. into the eternal abyss. You know, that's the Irish divorce. Yeah, exactly.
So
yeah.
that's the secret of celebrity divorces, isn't it? That's why they don't last so long, because their ego just can't accept
it seems,
having to take on board somebody else's kind
yeah,
of...
Yeah, sooner when it turns to come to you giving somebody else endless attention, or even just normal attention,
yeah,
they're not able for it. They can't handle it. They're too used to being the person who receives all the praise.
Wow.
And then when it suddenly turns around that you're like, you have to do normal things. You have to do normal things with people after a while.
God, there's me giving the benefit of the doubt to them, thinking it was like, oh, you know, pressures of like being away, whether they're touring or filming or, you know what I mean? And then the constant sort of attention they're getting from other people that I might offer them certain distractions and all that kind of stuff. And it just turns out they're all bloody egomaniacs.
It seems like that, yeah. I'm sure there's now it's happening more than ever, apparently. There's loads of celebrity divorce lawyers that are working overtime.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine what it is to be worth... Imagine like the career you'd have as a celebrity divorce lawyer.
Oh, I know, yeah.
Oh, mint it.
And they're so busy now because it's the first time they've ever had to spend time together because they're not working.
Lockdown is shot through the roof.
And now they're like, I have to live with you. You're actually a person in my life, not just this nice idea.
Yes. What are you still doing here? We're married. Yeah, but what are you still doing here?
Yeah, but like, where's your house, though? Where do you live? I'm not going to be living with you for the rest of the
Where are you going? To the bathroom. Well, that's my bathroom.
Yeah, well...
We're married.
You
don't be ridiculous.
What?
You use my bathroom.
You don't be dropping plops in my bathroom. Go to your own wing of the house. Wing of the manor. To drop your plops. You know, I can't be dealing with this. Yeah.
If you were a celebrity, you'd wonder why you'd bother ever, really. Because, I mean, if you know you're setting out on something that's pretty odds on it's destined to fail.
Mind you, I definitely think a lot of marriages would last a lot longer and be a lot better if you could have separate bathrooms, you know? It's probably one of the reasons. I remember.
Separate bathrooms?
Or even separate everything, you know? Yeah, but I still think that's the problem. I think people expect people to... Like, how is a marriage supposed to last if you're going to live in the same house, in fairness? Yeah. It's very difficult, man. Living with anyone is very difficult. Never mind someone you're married to. Actually, like, if you lived across the road, that's the real housing problem. I've said it before and I'll say it again.
Yeah, the Backstreet Boys, As Long As You Love Me, here are classic hits. Anthony's been on WhatsApp, PJ, says to check out Jeff Bezos. That's your man, the Amazon guy.
Oh, yeah,
His divorce. Oh, that must have been a whopper, was it?
We did it on this show.
Really?
I think, what was it? Was it half a billion or something? There was some outrageous amount, if not more. Maybe it was a billion he had to settle for.
Is he the richest man in the world? Is he kind of like...
I don't know. Isn't there someone... Bill Gates is richer than gravity. That's what I always think is amazing.
Richer than gravity?
Yeah. You know the way, like, so... if you drop a rock, right?
Yeah.
You know the speed that that will come to the ground?
Yeah.
Well, if you look at how quick Bill Gates makes money, it goes up
faster than the rock comes down.
The rock falls down.
Oh my God.
He's richer. He's wealthier than gravity. He's wealthier than physics.
That's incredible.
You know what I mean? I know that's a bizarre way of putting it. But yeah. All the same.
Isn't he the one who famously as well has decided he's not giving his kids any money?
Good for him.
Yeah.
Delighted to hear it.
He's going to give it all away to charity or something.
So they're going to sue the state and win loads of it. You know, you can't just do that. You know, you think you can do all these things, but you can't really.
They should divorce him. There's a big settlement.
They should. And you can divorce your parents over there in that mad place. Yeah, so they should. There will be something like that. Something will happen to them one day and they'll sue the estate and make loads of money. Wait, you see.
That's a secret. If you don't fancy going that route, we've got $2,000 on the hit bit. If you can just tell us what the song is, we could give you that.
I just have an image of him giving all his money to a cat and dog's home. Yeah. And it's so much money that all the cats and dogs are walking around in toupees and top hats smoking pipes.
Big movie classic Kenny Loggins, Footloose, here are Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim, almost 22 minutes to 8 o'clock. Almost time for the hit bit. Over €2,000 for grabs. Final call on it. Magic Mike standing by on WhatsApp as always. Let him know if you want to play. 087-188-0008. And in a weird situation of life imitating art, PJ has discovered a story very close to his own heart.
I have.
And his own involvement in the brilliant Young Offenders. It's because, I mean, the Young Offenders was actually based on a true story, wasn't it?
It was based initially on a true story about something that happened, I think it was in 2008 maybe, all the bales of cocaine piled onto a boat. Of course, it went drastically wrong, all the bales sort of went overboard on this little boat. The people were arrested, but of course what happened was exactly what the Young Offenders was based on. People flocked down there trying to get their hands on one of these bales, thinking if they did, and if they could somehow sell the contents, their lives would change forever.
Yeah, and that's why the series one of the Young Offenders, obviously
the movie was based on it.
The movie, yeah, and then it developed, into the television thing and all that sort of stuff. But originally, that was the germ of the idea.
That was it, yeah, yeah.
And bizarrely, the story you found is like, it's like a mirror image of it.
It's happened again. So, and now there's Young Offenders doing exactly the same thing all over the Netherlands at the moment. So on Tuesday last week, there's 300 packages of cocaine washed ashore on the beach after the exact same situation happened near the Dutch coastal town of Borselee, which sounds exactly like Borselee in certain County Cork.
No way! That's crazy.
I know, yeah.
They're almost the same place names.
Well, yeah, well, it was Trecastle Head. But there's a town in Cork that wasn't involved. But it said, look, come on.
You're right. Never let the truth get in the way of a good story.
I'm just saying the crossovers in these two stories are unbelievable. Basically, the Netherlands is the Cork of Europe, is what I'm saying. Well, Cork is the Cork of Europe. But you know what I mean? When it comes to countries.
Yeah. I just had a flashback to the birthdays earlier on.
Oh,
it was getting
God,
up. Anyway,
I'm telling you.
So moving on.
Phil Davis will get into this now, ain't you, see? So these 300 packages, they all washed ashore near the Dutch coastal town of Borselee, and then many, many people were suddenly stopped by police just out for a breath of fresh air, apparently.
Ah.
Right? So the beach...
I always walk along this coastline.
Well, they caught two fellas, right? Two fellas 300 miles away from home, and they asked them, what are you doing here, if that's your address? And they were out for some fresh air, they said.
They were going for a walk.
Going for a walk.
Yeah, right? Yeah. 300 miles.
I mean, does anything say Connor and Jock more than that? 300 miles from home, what are you doing here? Just wanted to go for a walk. Like, this is ridiculous. But it's happened. And now all week, it's now a week today since this happened. Yesterday again, more people were arrested for constantly combing the beach. They found one fella had 30 small pony packs, whatever a pony pack is, of cocaine on his person. So he found a bale somewhere.
Wow.
Yeah, so he must have found a bale. I don't know what a pony pack is or how big that is, but I suppose if one person can carry 30 of them, and I doubt he was literally walking with a pony full of cocaine. Because if he was, then that is a Dutch comedy film. I have to see that.
Yeah. That's what I'm wondering about. I'm wondering whether they were destined for a Dutch Young Offenders.
Yeah. I mean, and this really does have the makings of it. So it was found on Kaloosh Beach, which is located west of the village, Borselee, close to an industrial area that has a nuclear power plant in it. Lads, come on. This is a comedy
it's
film.
It's writing itself
happened.
Here.
Yeah. It's about 75 miles from Rotterdam. It's actually between Rotterdam and Antwerp. For even trying to put a sort of a location in their head on
Can
this.
You do a Dutch accent? I'm just wondering whether you could recreate Ray.
Ray the drug dealer?
Ray
yeah.
the, yeah. Yeah. What's a Dutch accent?
What is it? It's sort of like a milder German, is it? It's like
I can't think of it.
Floating. It's like that.
That's sounding slightly Swedish, but you're getting there.
Well, that's my floating cocaine. Oh, no, that's ridiculous. Cocaine. What's that like? That's Lucan or something.
I'm trying to pitch you for a part if they do. Young Offenders, Netherlands style. Yeah. That's all.
I don't think. I'll have to get onto the LGO lingo and start learning me Dutch. Imagine that. What are you here for? I'm here for the part of it. Oh, Pat. Oh, jeez, Jim.
Well, you could always be the Irish guy who came over. Yeah, had no luck or you had bad luck with the Irish version, so you've tried your hand in the Netherlands version. Yeah, Ray could go over there with his nail gun.
He was over with me nail gun, limping around in
you're egging an S hairstyle.
Yeah, look at the Dutch people go, can't you hear me Dutch accent? Did you take me seriously?
Classic hits.
And now, the Hit Bit with Supermax. Home of the deliciously fresh chicken breast sandwich. Always a hit.
Hit Bit. It's a bit of a really famous hit. It's a bit, just a bit from a classic hit. But what hit is it?
The classic Hit Bit is worth €2,000 and a tenner thrown on top. So there you go, €2,010. Mighty money, so it is. Here is what it sounds like one last time. And we'll get stuck straight in. So to Susan, how are you, Susan Hughes?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Not too bad at all, Susan. Where are you this morning?
In Nace.
In Nace, good stuff. What's going on? Is it nice there or what's the crack?
It's not too bad. Just running out
for
the school run.
Oh, about to do the school run. Have you a gang or just the one or what have you got?
Just two for school.
Two for school?
To work, yeah.
Right, okay.
Two for school and one to work?
Two to work and two to school.
All right, jeepers. Fair kid play. Getting the kids out to work nice and early.
Well, heck. Fantastic. That's it, yeah. I was going to say how old are they, but that's probably inappropriate, really, for the work ones.
Susan, we've €2,000 and that tenner, don't forget. What do you think it is? We'd love to give it to you.
I think it's Right
Said
Fred, Deeply
Dippy.
Ah, what a great old tune.
Well, yeah, that whole album is just completely daft and great fun.
We don't play really enough like Right Said Fred, really.
We do not, considering the two of us are ringers for the pair of them.
Well, that's it.
Leather pants and all.
Didn't we do a Right Said Fred karaoke thing?
We did do it one night, did we?
I thought we did. Anyway, never mind that. Let's head to the West. Magic Mike is waiting there with all of the answers, hopefully with the cash as well. Morning to you, Michael.
Morning, everybody. I'm too sexy for this guess. Oh, too sexy for this game. Too sexy for Jim. I'm PJ.
Hello. Oh, my God.
Hello. Yes. Don't leave me hanging. Don't leave me hanging, for the love of God.
Oh, dear.
Notice Susan hasn't said a word.
I think the poor woman's in shock, to be perfectly honest with you. I assume it's not right then, Michael, no?
Oh, sorry. It's absolutely wrong. Sorry, Susan.
Sorry about that, Susan.
Thank you.
Keep at it, Susan. Have a good day. Take care of yourself.
You,
cheers. Bye bye now.
Good luck getting the kids to work this morning.
After that, yeah.
Ian is up next. Ian MacDonald, how are you?
I'm good. And yourselves?
Super, Ian.
Yeah, how's things? What's your plans for this morning?
I'm just going out to cut grass, and that'll be the end of me then. Tonight, finished.
Cut the grass?
Cutting grass, that's all I do. All
right, yeah, yeah. Like lawns and stuff.
Yeah.
You're not a drug dealer or anything. No, it's just
grass.
Grand. Okay, yeah, lawns and things. Excellent.
He's not calling us from a beach in the Netherlands or anything.
No, I'm not bringing it in from the Caribbean.
Yeah, and is the weather grass cutting weather at the moment? Is it? I thought it was meant to be rainy today.
Yeah, it gets so much done. If it rains, then abandon it. Do something else then.
That's it. Indoors and feet up. Right. Okay. Well, listen. Let's try and give you over €2,000. What's your guess, Ian?
I think it's Thriller by Michael Jackson.
Oh my God, a classic. If it turns out to be that.
Oh yeah.
One of the biggest songs of all time, yeah.
Right, go on, so Mike, what do you think?
Right, the news for you, Ian, is bad. It's bad.
Oh, gee.
It's really, really bad. You know, Ian, it's bad.
Yeah,
it's
bad. We get it, Michael. We get it.
Oh, I'll keep going until I'm stopped.
You'd be thrilled with this one.
Yeah. Oh, I tell you. Listen, Ian, happy grass cutting and keep at it. Thanks for playing.
All right, lads. Thanks very much.
Cheers.
See you. Take care.
Bye-bye. Right, thank you, Michael.
The question is, lads, were they the worst puns you've ever heard?
I'll tell you something.
Not
they
the
were
worst.
Bad.
Yeah, bad. They were bad. They were very, very bad, but they weren't the worst.
Right, Niall Boylan, of course, gives you another opportunity at over $2,000. 1:30 today, another shot at the hit bit. Do you want to play? Movie classic, 80s classic, Irene Cara, Flashdance. What a feeling. 8:09 on this Tuesday, 13th of October. Thank you so much for waking up happy with PJ and Jim, letting us hang out with you on this Tuesday. 087-188-0008 if you need to get in touch on the way this hour. Coffee Perfection. CoffeePerfection.ie on board with us. They've given us this amazing prize. On the breakfast table quiz, 9 to beat, so we'll be doing that. Also, a bit later on, of course, we'll be chatting to Billy McGuinness, the legendary Billy McGuinness from Aslan, who celebrated, believe it or not, his 60th birthday yesterday. Incredible stuff. The man looks amazing on it.
Unreal.
So we're going to talk to him about hitting 60 and all things Aslan after 9 o'clock this morning. And before I forget, we have to say hello to Shelley. Don't
Shelley,
we?
Howie, hello.
Now, remember this, because we said we were supposed to do it yesterday.
I
JP
know.
Asked us to say hi to Shelley, who apparently gave him the best weekend he's had in a very long time.
Bling.
Now, he didn't necessarily say it like that. He just sent it in on WhatsApp. So we don't know what he's talking about, but we're assuming the worst. So Shelley, who is a very good friend
altogether.
Of JP.
Yeah.
Well, very good morning to you.
He very much appreciates the effort you put in, that's for sure.
Yes, whatever that was.
No doubt about it.
Right, it's time to find out exactly what you're really like, because PJ has found another one of these personality tests,
this
I suppose you
one.
Could call it.
This is a big one now. So the music you listen to, they say, can indicate the type of personality you have. You know, it tells a lot about your personality, apparently. This is a new study. It's a new study that Spotify did, actually, and they asked 5,808 volunteers, a very odd number. I've no idea where they came up with the number. To complete this personality test, and it rated people on their openness, their conscientiousness, their extroversion, not a video shop, agreeableness and emotional stability, right?
Right.
And then they looked at their musical history and they found songs that people listen to, and they reckon they could then predict your personality type with a pretty moderate to high level of accuracy, right?
Right, okay. Because it's just when you said they can predict it with a pretty moderate level of accuracy. That would be like the worst recommendation for a survey ever.
Although, yeah.
I'd say we're half right most of the time.
Well, this is the thing they said. This is the thing, right? Because these studies have been done before and they actually didn't work, right? They found no clear link between the two things, personality and music taste.
Okay.
But this one, they say their results, this very Donald Trump, our results do work, they say, because they use big data. Big data.
Big data.
We use big data. They use small data. We got some seriously big data. Our data is so much bigger than your data.
Right, let's dive into this then, right? Now, yes. We know you've already expressed in the past that you're a fan of a bit of this.
I am an anti-Christ.
Of course, the Sex Pistols representing our punk music. So you are a former punk fan.
This is the soundtrack of my youth.
There you go.
I loved it so
So what does it say
much.
About you then? What is your personality based on that?
Well, it says, I don't know if this, like I said, this is very Donald Trumpish study. I don't think we should pay too much attention to it. It says antisocial and emotionally very unstable.
Wow, absolutely nailed on.
Yeah.
Antisocial and emotionally unstable.
You know something, on any other morning I would have made an argument against this, but considering the day I've been having, especially my birthdays this morning, I'm going to go with it and say, you know something, there's actually could be a possible very high degree of accuracy to
right,
it.
Right, okay. And
a
now
very
Magic,
high degree.
Magic Mike is standing by in the West. Michael, what are we going to pin your kind of musical tastes on?
Well, I mean, I'm probably a little bit of an emotional mess in that a lot of them I like. I'm one of those, you know, weirdos that has a Spotify playlist with all sorts of stuff.
Yeah.
But
that's my worry now. I'm a little bit all over the place as well.
Yeah, you know, don't get to pull that one now. I like a little bit of everything.
Right, come on, okay. Mike, pin your colours.
I'll pin my colours to a bit of R&B.
A bit of R&B. So you like a bit of this?
This is how we do it. It's Friday night.
Love
it. The party's
Oh yeah, Mike is. Oh yeah, he's on the money.
Oh, that's definitely
he's on the money. He's down.
You can see Mike jigging away in his car and everything like that.
Right. So then, what's Mike based on his R&B taste?
It's actually pretty positive. I'm just one single word description. It says that people that like R&B are extroverted. They're extroverted people. They like to talk, communicate, socialize.
Very Michael.
Yeah, no problem being the center of attention.
Yeah, he does socialize a bit, doesn't he? Well, he used to,
you know what I mean?
Back in the good old days.
Yeah, now he just jigs along
before
to this.
Before he went to Galway.
Yeah, now he just jigs along to this nonsense sitting in his car across the country.
Yeah. Right, so that's not bad. Right, okay, what am I going to pin my colours to?
There's quite a lot of musical genres here. Okay. It's got to be jazz, is it?
No, it's not jazz. Shut up. It's not jazz. I'm going to go fairly generic. I'm going to go a little bit of rock. I know it's a very broad base and a lot of things come under rock, but
I love that so much.
I think I'll pin me colours to rock.
Right, yeah.
Go on, what does that say about me?
But do you know something? You managed to do it. You managed to pick the one that is literally the polar opposite to Mike. Yes, you do love a show as long as it's big and broad and loud and takes attention away from you, Jim. People who love rock are extremely introverted. You know.
Thank you.
Not the most social people in the world. Like to mind their own business. Not let people know too much.
Like occasionally to be left alone.
Yes, indeed. Indeed. This sums up Jim Perman.
I'd say this is going very well so far.
It's working, isn't it?
This is going very well so far.
It's working. It's really described the three of us very, very well, to be quite honest.
Okay, right. So let's see then. Let's see what happens if we delve into some of the ones, right, that maybe wouldn't be our full taste. So this, say, would be PJ's, the antithesis of PJ. That's amazing.
Like, it's naughty.
Hey, you cool cats. Check this out. You like these sounds? This is what it says about you.
What's the drummer even doing? Like, what's he listening to in his headphones? Because it's not that lad playing the brass horn.
Oh, anyway, so if you are a jazz fan,
what does it say? Obviously, apart from being completely and utterly insane for liking people who play random notes together,
right.
It sums it up. It means if you're a jazz fan, apparently you're very agreeable. Very agreeable, very easygoing. I suppose if you are.
I just said the polar opposite to you.
Yeah, if
you're emotionally unstable and antisocial.
Yeah.
Jazz fans, which you hate, are agreeable, pleasant, social individuals.
Yeah, well, of course they are. If they like listening to music that isn't even in tune, where people are playing the wrong notes 90% of the time, then they're hardly going to get out of joint if something mild goes wrong.
Out of joint? That's a very jazz phrase. Hey, man, don't get out of joint.
Yeah, hey, don't get all out of joint about it.
And then what about this?
Oh, my God. Jolene, Jolene, Jolene,
Jolene. Please don't take him just because you can. What if you're a good old country boy? You like a bit of country music?
Yeah, country people that like country music, are the actual, they're like even more extroverted than Mike. They are the ultimate extroverts. They are people who don't care nor a blisker or a wink what anybody else thinks. They just like to do their
own
thing.
Not a blisker or a wink.
Not a blisker nor a wink, Jim, what anyone thinks.
Wow, I suppose that makes sense, actually, because when you've seen people line dance, you'd know that they have no self-respect.
No self-respect.
Yeah, you'd know that they don't care what anybody says. Looking at them. You know that expression, dance like nobody's watching?
Yeah.
That's effectively what line dancing is.
They're talking about country music, aren't they? They're talking about country music. If you're the type of fella that can wear boot-cut jeans with pointy boots and walk around the cities of Ireland, not a bother on you, then you're the type of person that you are an extraordinarily extroverted, probably a very nice person.
Yeah.
If
just very poor taste.
Yeah, just completely deranged.
Right, okay, let's go for some of the really cool stuff. Queen of Soul herself, Aretha Franklin. So soul music, tell me that people who like soul music are cool. Because I have a sort of a poncho on for a bit of soul music.
Well, like, I'm just telling you, some of the best people amongst us are soul fans.
Thank you.
Not only are they agreeable like jazz fans, but they are actually also they're some of the most conscientious people amongst us, some of the most charitable, the most giving, the most sound, the most most free to give up their time for others. They're the most conscientious and agreeable people when it comes to
music.
Oh
my God,
genre.
Well that's it then. I am full on rock and soul.
Surely can even she's saying prayers for everybody in the song.
Yeah, great stuff. So, right, what have you anything else
great
then?
Music.
Anything else you want to kind of like?
Well, there is, yeah, like there's some of the obvious ones. Like they say emo is very introverted.
Emo, eh?
Yeah. Sometimes I get the feeling she's watching over me.
And other times I feel like I should go. It's not typically emo. My Chemical Romance. I know they're a very emo band.
It's the pop.
I expected it to be duller.
It's the poppy end of emo,
is
really,
it?
Isn't
right,
it?
Okay.
Yeah.
And what's up with emo?
This is the introductory drug of emo, really. You know okay. what I mean? Basically, you know the way punk music is antisocial and emotionally unstable?
Right.
Well, emo is introverted and emotionally unstable.
Yeah.
You know, so.
That
yeah,
is so on the money.
It really is. Yeah, it's
that
pretty obvious you would
nailed
think,
on.
Isn't it? Yeah.
Nailed on. Wow.
Yeah. It's all black fingernails and bad moods, isn't it?
Right, okay. And then maybe finally for the moment, unless you've got something special, what about a bit of this?
The thrill is gone. The thrill is gone away.
Legendary B.B. King, a bit of blues. What about if you're a blues fan? What would that be a bit like? Blues, rhythm and blues.
Rhythm and blues.
What would that tie in with?
What do you
I
mean?
Can't even guess. I was going to see if I could guess what type of people they'd be. But
oh yeah, take a stab at it. Yeah, go on. Yeah, like
I'd say there's a hint of the jazzy thing about them.
You're dead right.
Right, and maybe a hint of the soul-y thing about them.
Did you read this? You're bang on.
Thank you.
You're
thank
bang
you kindly.
On. Not only are they agreeable, like the jazzy people. Even though we wish the jazzy people weren't agreeable.
They're quite disagreeable to you.
Very disagreeable to me. I just wish they weren't around at all now. I wish they'd get into the blues, cop onto themselves, and stop messing with instruments and actually learn to play them. That's what I wish they'd get into. But they're also some of the most emotionally stable and conscientious people. So they're very emotionally
wow.
stable. They're the most level-headed of music listeners.
So did the blues win then? Are the blues the kind of like
well, I guess
the best of sorts?
Not really, it depends. Like, I mean, if you listen to, say, reggae music.
Okay, I think, do I have a bit of reggae? I think I have a bit of reggae, actually. Of course I do.
Good friends we have.
Oh.
Good friends we've lost.
Who couldn't like that?
Who couldn't?
Along the way.
What a tune.
That's so good, isn't
in
it?
In this bright future, you can't forget.
So I'm going to go out on a limb and say reggae people are laid back.
Very, very laid back. And they reckon some of the most open people. So no matter who you are or what you do, you get accepted by reggae people. They're the most open and accepting listeners of all.
Wow.
You could literally turn up in a suit holding a saxophone and they would say, do you know something?
I like what you've done there.
I like what you've done.
Oh, God. Now I want to play a tune.
Oh, great stuff.
Ah, fantastic. I tell you something. So that turned out to be, well, certainly for us, fairly accurate.
Oh, yeah. I'm actually just looking through it all here. And you know the way our descriptions have come out as we've read this out. Basically, me being antisocial and emotionally unstable have kind of knocked every sort of musical genre I didn't like and had a rant about it. Whereas you, being you, accepting an introvert, just have kept to yourself, giggled away in the distance, and said everything's quite all right. In fact, you've looked for the positives and everything. Typical you, isn't it? What a jackass.
Journey, Don't Stop Believing, 19 minutes to 9 o'clock. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Of course, breakfast table quiz on the way. Final call to get involved. 087-188-0008 if you fancy your chances of beating that score of 9. Magic Mike standing by as always on WhatsApp. Speaking of WhatsApp, PJ, there's a lot of reaction still to the music thing.
Yeah.
The music survey thing, right? There's a lot of people are wondering about different styles of music that you didn't mention.
Loads.
Somebody wants to know about, what about house and disco / dance?
Yeah, there's not a lot. I don't know why it's not. It's probably so far down the list I didn't go looking at it, to be honest with you. I mean,
the other thing about disco as well is, you know the way you and I, if somebody said disco to you and I.
See, it's a very different thing.
We're thinking like Tavares.
Yes, I am, yeah.
Heaven must be, what, yeah, you know all
must
that.
Must be missing injustice. I'm thinking like big long collars and
yeah,
hairy chest.
Big hair, all that sort of stuff. Absolutely, very wide collars and
big
very wide, yeah. disco now is kind of a cool thing, isn't it? It's kind of like...
I don't know. I don't know if anybody...
That the young people know about.
I don't think anybody under the age of 45 says the word disco anymore.
I think they say it and they mean something completely different.
Look at this. Look at like two elfers in the barber shop. Hey, those kids don't even know what a disco is. They're all going out.
Is there anything about sort of, you know, dance music or house music or anything like that? No.
Well, there's something about dance as such. Like, what's dance? But the genre of dance obviously says that you want to be the centre of attention, that you like being extroverted.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That like, obviously, I mean...
If you want to get on the floor, basically, it's a sign.
Dancing in public, to me, is the ultimate horrific thing to do. I would rather walk up O'Connor Street in the nip than get up on a dance floor. I would be so self-conscious, I can't do it. I've always hated dancing.
Actually, that's the one thing I think I've never seen you do, was any form of dancing.
I hate it. I absolutely
Even when
hate
you took
it.
Part in the Karaoke World Championships.
Yes.
I think you just walked around the stage. I'll jump up and down.
Yeah. That's all you get.
And all the listener parties we've been at together, I don't think I've ever seen you
never
seen attempt a boogie anywhere.
Never going to happen. Never going to happen. Yeah. Honest to God, I can't. I'd rather gargle silage than go dancing. I can't. There's nothing I like doing less than dancing.
Right.
I feel weird walking down the road. I can't even keep a rhythm walking in the park with the dogs. And never mind getting.
You're right. It's way too much to try and concentrate on.
A lot going on, man. Trees and everything.
Where your feet and your arms and everything are supposed to go.
I keep walking into hedges.
Walking into hedges.
Yeah.
Right, okay. I was talking about the dancing. You were talking about the walking.
The walking, man. Walking.
Anyway, let me see. Niamh's been on.
Yeah.
My husband is very odd. You didn't mention hip-hop.
No.
Apparently, it's the biggest-selling genre of music. And she's going to guess that it means, because her husband's into it,
yeah.
She's going to guess it means that they're argumentative and socially sensitive.
I would agree with that. They're definitely socially sensitive. I slagged off hip-hop before, and there's somebody tried to start a Twitter ruination of me and everything.
What?
Yeah, because I slagged off hip-hop, yeah. Because I think hip-hop's appalling. I can't listen to it. I can't stand I'm done into hip-hop
at all.
Well, yeah,
you see, the trouble is, I mean, hip-hop is kind of...
It's like bad
poetry. It's like Kanye's stuff, you know. It's very hard to take the man seriously.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? To me, it's just bad poetry, and they're trying to hide the mistakes with a drum machine. I'm not into it at all. I'm not into it at all, no. You know what I mean? I'm not.
Oh, great.
Let's nick the catchy, like
a wonderfully middle-aged man.
Yeah, I know. And let's nick the catchy bit off a song that worked 50 years ago. I know. I'm ready to see there be war over me saying that now. You're not allowed to slag hip-hop. They're the most sensitive people.
Somebody says, what about new wave music? Does that even classify as a...
That's Depeche Mode or something, wasn't it?
Yeah, back in the day.
There was that tinkering around
with... Modern romance and all that stuff.
Sticking a microphone to a bicycle wheel and a twig.
Yeah. That barely qualifies as a... That was a passing fad.
I liked it though, all the same. I was one of those things. I used to
wearing your Miami Vice suit.
Yeah, you mean Miami Vice suit, saying I'm gonna hate this now, and then secretly disgusted with myself for enjoying it.
Right, you know, and then this final one then, because this is a biggie. In fairness, somebody says, what does a bit of Michael Bolton say about you lads?
Well, obviously it says that you're the soundest, most well-appreciated music person.
So I was just thinking, you know the way you declared your love for punk? And it sort of signified your antisocial and... What was the other thing? Emotionally unstable.
Yeah.
What would your punk friends think when they see you rocking out to Michael Bolton?
You're disgusted. But that's life. That's complete. That's why I'm a disappointment, Jim. That's the thing. When all those lads got really upset I was slagging off hip-hop, I was there, would you really care? I'm a 45-year-old man who dances to Michael Bolton in the privacy of my own home. What does it matter what I think?
Breakfast Table Quiz.
It's time for the Breakfast Table Quiz. Win the best prize out there is. Try to get the biggest score on the next longest award. It's the Breakfast Table Quiz.
The Breakfast Table Quiz with Kilmartin Educational Services. In class or online, learn and revise safely and get ahead with Julie's. CKES.ie.
This week on the Breakfast Table Quiz, it is all with thanks to Coffee Perfection. They are the 5-star coffee company. You can check them out on coffeeperfection.ie. And actually, as we mentioned a little bit earlier on, well worth doing it this week. If you go to that website, coffeeperfection.ie, you can use the coupon code, the discount code, ClassicHits. and you get 20% off all of their specialty teas and coffees. And they do deliver straight to your home as well. They're a leading supplier to the hospitality industry as well, but they also do all of their specialty teas and coffees and stuff straight to your home. So coffeeperfection.ie. And remember, Classic Hits, the all-important discount code if you want to get 20% off. Now, they've given us this fantastic prize. It's a Sage Creatista Uno Nespresso machine with a selection of coffee capsules. Apparently, it's all the convenience of an espresso-portioned coffee machine, which, unfortunately, I can't afford, so I don't know the joys of that particular one. And it's coupled with Sage's advanced microfoam milk technology.
Yeah.
Something else that, unfortunately, is foreign to me.
Proper job, this thing.
Sounds like the
proper
business.
Proper job, yeah.
And by the way, you know
you
that...
make it sound great, though, in fairness.
You know that that these guys, Coffee Perfection, are the suppliers of the coffee bag. Remember we had the coffee bags?
Yes.
In here. So they're the people behind that as well. They do French roast and ground coffee in the compostable bag, so there's no mess or fuss, so you don't need kind of... coffee presses and all that sort of stuff. You just pour in the old hot water and away you go.
They do everything, essentially.
Yeah, coffeeperfection.ie, the website, if you want to check it out.
There you go. Now, 9 to score to be 10 or more is what we're looking for if you want to get yourself into the running for getting your hands on Jim O'DeCampo's coffee goodness. And Yvonne Wallace is going to have a go now this morning. Hi, Yvonne.
Hi, how are you?
Not too bad at all, Yvonne. How are you getting on?
I'm great, thanks.
Great stuff. Where are you this morning? It sounds like you're in Cork.
I'm in Cove in County Cork.
Oh, I love Cove. I love
do
it there.
You?
I do, yeah, I absolutely do.
Sure, Cork is like his second home, Yvonne.
I know.
I mean, this man is truly a man of Ireland. He claims to be a dub. We found out he's from Mayo, but he loves Cork.
He's a fake dub.
That's it. Yeah.
A safe dub. I wish it was. I'm not allowed out in Dublin. We'd love to do this for you, Yvonne. How you feel? You feeling confident this morning?
Yeah, well, I kind of do a lot of quizzes, so I'm hoping it'll pay off.
Oh, good, right, yeah.
This is it. It's made for you. Right, let's do it. 60 seconds on the clock, Yvonne. Here we go.
The term Ming Dynasty refers to a period in the history of what country?
India.
It's China. What was the name of the song released by Band-Aid in 1984?
Do They Know It's Christmas?
In golf, against who did the USA play in the Ryder Cup?
Europe.
Yeah, from what country does the alcoholic drink champagne originate?
France.
Lauryn Hill, Wyclef Jean and Prass were all members of what US group?
Pass.
The Fugees, which surname is shared by the actors Hugh and Richard E?
Grant.
In history, which ancient civilization built the Acropolis in Athens?
Pass.
The Greeks, tea originated in what country?
What tea?
Tea originated when?
China.
Yeah, who is John Voight's famous actress daughter?
Pass.
Angelina Jolie, which Greek hero of the Trojan War had only one weak spot in his heel?
Haven't
a clue. Achilles, what does the J in Mary J. Blige stand for?
Jane.
It is Jane.
Yes.
Oh, I was never going to find that one in there. I was going to try.
Done. I never knew that. I didn't know that about Mary J. Blige.
I hadn't a clue. I don't know. I haven't a clue who she is. She must be one of those hipper hoppers, is she?
Yes, she is.
Oh, brilliant. We are. Why? How did they ever let us on the radio? Right. I tell you, what did we end up with? We ended up with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. You're absolutely right, Yvonne.
Six
is what we got. I'm afraid not quite good enough to take the lead, but it was a brave effort. Well done, you.
Thanks a million.
Listen, have a good day, Yvonne. Take care.
You too.
Cheers.
Bye-bye.
Robin S., Show Me Love here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. It's, 24 minutes away from 10 o'clock. If you were with us on the show yesterday at around about this time, you'll know that PJ and myself, we were absolutely shocked and dumbfounded. And to be honest with you, in disbelief.
I still am.
At a tweet that I saw around about this time, flicking through the phone, saw this tweet from the official Aslan account. Celebrating the birthday of the legend that is Billy McGuinness, right? And we were absolutely astonished to find out that young Billy, as we felt, was in fact hitting the big 6-0.
Oh my God.
Can you believe it?
Billy on the sixth floor. Billy McGuinness, I have to say, you're looking well.
That is incredible. Tell us it's not true,
right,
Billy.
I heard you were coming to 50 Cubs yesterday, so which one of you said I was 50?
I did.
Right, PJ. And which one said I was 60?
That was PJ.
All right, okay. Well, the date of birth is the 12th of the 10th. Drum roll, please. 1960. So that means yesterday I was 60 years of age.
Wow. I got to tell you, man, you are, without a shadow of a doubt, the coolest 60-year-old in the world.
Do you know what? Thanks, guys. That's brilliant. And can I just thank everyone that posted on social media yesterday? There was some fantastic, amazing comments up there. So for any of your listeners that posted on the Aslan website, I spent all last night reading them, and they made me laugh. They really cheered me up, all them comments.
Can I just ask one question, Billy?
Go ahead, yeah.
Can I just ask, when did you do that deal with the devil?
Yeah.
Well, you see, I'm in Aslan, so that's kind of, I mean, when you think about it, I joined Aslan. Aslan formed in 1982, so I joined in 1984. So I've had, 36 years of living the good life.
Wow.
And I think that's what it is. If you love doing something, it's like you guys on the radio. Me being in a band, it's just, I haven't worked a day in 34 years. Do you know what I mean? I just love it. I love the whole buzz of being in the band. And Christy and Joe and Alan and Rod have been amazing friends and amazing musicians all along the way. And everyone knows we've been through so much as a band. And yet, here we are. We're still here. And I'm hitting 60. And don't forget, Christy was 60 in May as well.
Of course, yeah.
So we've had two parties in lockdown. It's very strange you can't celebrate, because I would have had I had plans to go to Las Vegas and everything.
Yeah.
Instead, I ended up in the Costa del Bay town yesterday.
Fantastic.
Oh, God.
Fantastic.
But it's just so mad. I guess Aslan has always just been such a constant feature of Irish music. But then you hear you're 60 and you do think, well, look, the rock and roll lifestyle, you've been around forever and you're far from looking weathered at all. You look at the Rolling Stones and they look like a bunch of Elwoods who just fell over credit union.
Well, exactly. There's not many 60-year-olds can rock the gear that Bill rocks.
You know what I mean?
Ah, lad, well, my secret's out now. That's it. I'm done. And can I just say to PJ, the brown envelope full of cash for getting Crazy World on the Young Offenders is on its way into you.
Oh,
That was a great episode. It really was. The lads doing the karaoke.
It was a fantastic episode, and the feedback that we got from the UK, that being shown in the UK, and then people checking out what's that song? Oh, it's Aslan, an Irish band. Our Spotify went up through the roof after that Young Offenders was shown in the UK. It was great. So, PJ, the cash is on its way in the ground.
Thank you very much. I look forward to it.
I mean, that's such an incredible song. When you think about it, you mentioned there the 36 years that you're in the band. I mean, I know it's impossible to try and cram 36 years into a couple of highlights, but I mean, are there ones that will always be, you know, the ultimate highlights for you over those years?
There's loads of them. I'll just mention a quick few. One was playing with Bowie at Slane.
Wow.
One was playing with Elton John at Fitzgerald Park in Killarney. Another one was recording with Sinead O'Connor, recording with Damian Dempsey, Alabama Tree. There's been Christy getting up with the script in the Tree Arena. There's been so many.
Wow.
U2 covering This Is. I've never heard of U2 covering an Irish band song before, yet they did that, and your listeners can check out the video. Just type in U2, This Is Aslan. They did an amazing version of it. So, you know, and to be still here and to be still, we're missing the gigs like everyone else, lads, you know. I mean, we normally do three nights in Vicar Street at Christmas. As far as I know, they're gone because those tickets would normally be on sale by now.
Yeah.
So it's part of people's Christmas going to see Aslan in Vicar Street, and that's not going to happen. It's very strange. We had the Ivy Gardens and we had the Olympia and all them great gigs, and we planned to go to the UK at Christmas like last year. And we're like every other band. We're just decimated. There's nothing we can do. And the thing about it, what's frustrating is, there's no sign of it coming back, lads.
If they
were to say, right, you're going to be back in March, you're going to be back in April, we could start making plans. But you can't.
It's the not knowing. The not knowing's worse, isn't it?
All the performers I know are the same. And the thing as well they're struggling with is how to fill their days. Like, what are you doing now to fill your time, Billy, while the live music's on the low?
You see, we're in an awkward situation because Christy's going through a bout of chemo at the moment. Now, he's nearly finished. Yeah, this is his third bout of chemo. So he's in virtual lockdown in Finglas. I'm living in Betty's town, so technically I can't go down to Christy, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, of course.
And then he has to look after himself because with the chemo and what he's going through, he's really susceptible to getting it, you know?
Mm. Yeah.
And so look, what we're doing is we're calling each other, we're keeping in touch, We need the gigs to come back, lads. You know,
Yeah, big stuff. And come here, listen. I mean, you know, it's the obvious question, but I'm going to ask it anyway. I mean, does it feel any differently? You know what I mean? Over the years now, the 30 odd years with the band, you've just hit your 60th birthday yesterday. I mean, does it feel different? Do you feel different about the process? Or does it feel like still maybe like the first time you stepped on that stage?
Absolutely. I swear to God, like every gig we do, we go out as if it's our first gig, and we still get nervous, and we, you know, and we're wondering, is the gig going to be good? And any time we release a song, like we released a song there during the summer, Hold On, and it was quite appropriate for what we're going through. But we were as excited of releasing that single, Hold On, as where we were when in 1986 we released our first single, This Is. And the excitement is still there, and, you know, you're getting your radio pluggers and you're hoping the DJs play it and you're hoping it goes down well at gigs. Now, we haven't played that song live, Hold On, yet. And it's one of the highlights we're looking forward to. When we get back, we're actually going to be playing that song live. So, to answer your question, everything I do is like, it's exciting, it's brilliant to be doing it. I can't believe I'm 60 and still climbing on speakers and still climbing the Olympia.
That will always be.
You know what? And last year I did a stage dive from you for the first time down the Spiegel tent in Wexford. I said, feck that, I've never stage dived before. I just jumped into the crowd and they all throw me around. And I've done it a couple of times since then. And it's just brilliant.
That will always be my abiding memory of Billy will be climbing speakers.
Yeah.
All the gigs I've ever been at when he climbs up the speaker stack.
There was a few of them posts about me climbing into the box in the Olympia. And the last time we did the Olympia, health and safety came in and they went, Billy, you're not to be climbing up in them speakers and getting up into them into the box, because we're at to spending hundreds of thousands of pounds getting the box all the plaster work all done in the box, and you're jumping up and you're putting your size 9s on them and we're waiting for the plaster to come down. So I said to myself, right, I can't go up, so I'm going out. And I did a stage dive in the Olympia.
Brilliant.
Absolutely brilliant.
They're all going to have a whip round for your hip replacement now in a few years. All the carry on.
I'd say there's no two ways about it, Billy. Definitely it's the attitude and the whole personality that you have, the whole sort of the outlook that you have on life and on what you do that's obviously kept you looking so good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel good. I'm healthy. I'm in a great place, you know. I'm in a great band. I'm in a great place. I'm loving what I'm doing. You know, that has to count, you know.
Yeah.
It's just amazing. And, you know, I'm very, very lucky. I really am. I'm
now,
lucky.
As you mentioned already, there's not much point in asking you kind of about what the future is, because unfortunately at the moment we don't know what it is. Obviously, as soon as you get the go-ahead, I mean, you've always been known as the hardest working band in the country anyway. So, I mean, as soon as you get the go-ahead, you'll be back on that stage. There's no two ways about it, for sure. And I mean, like, as you say, is it really just treading water between now and then, yeah?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. Absolutely. Yeah. We just have to wait. I personally don't think it's going to come back until they get a vaccine, because I can't see them letting, like, you know, 4,500 people into the Ivy Gardens to see Aslan.
Yeah.
I can't see them letting 1,800 people into Vicar Street or 1,600 people into the Olympia. Now, the great thing about it is we have an Olympia there and it's sold out, and everyone's kept their tickets. There's been no returns on that gig.
It's amazing.
Which is amazing, you know. And it's great to have that support, that people are there behind us and are waiting to see us. They could have easily said, I want me money back. I want me money back on that gig, you know, or whatever. On the Ivy Gardens. We were supposed to do the Ivy Gardens in June. Everyone held their tickets. They've all held their tickets, which is fantastic support.
Yeah.
Incredible.
So we'd be lost
great
without
loyalty.
Them, you know.
And what a night that'll be when it finally does
happen.
Oh,
my God, I tell you something, they'll bring the place down.
It'll be the best gig you ever did.
Absolutely,
yeah.
It'll burn the place, it'll burn.
It's going to be the hoolie of all hoolies when we get back on stage.
Listen, Billy, always a pleasure to talk to you. You know you're always welcome in here. We love you and the lads in here. Whenever suits you, feel free to drop by. I'm sure everybody will be constantly all over your social media anyway, keeping an eye on things and how everything's going with yourself and with Christy and everything else, you know.
It's always enjoyable enjoyable when we do, when we have been in to see you. You know, he's a great, great lad.
Our really pleasure. Listen, man, belated happy birthday.
Yeah,
happy
thank you very birthday. Much. I was listening to you yesterday. I said, right, I have to sort that out. The boys are going to start battering each other. Billy McGinnis is 60 years of age.
Oh, my God. Yeah,
and,
I still...
And he feels like a 21-year-old, only you can't find one.
Billy, take care of yourself,
right,
man.
Good luck.
Good luck.
Billy, take care,
bye-bye.